Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everybody. This is Jennifer Hellman. I am really thrilled and honored to be here tonight. Today is my birthday, and as we had on last year, Raina Ingalls is going to be with us. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulties getting a hold of her, but I'm sure she will be on any time. Tonight we're going to be taking calls and celebrating our birthday by giving back to you some wisdom and some insights. So if you want to get a reading from us, we would really love to talk to you. Like I said, she will be on momentarily. It has been a wonderful day for me, and I know that there's a wonderful things happening for everybody. I know the Christmas spirit and the holiday season can be very stressful, especially with the way the energy is shifting, but the more positive you are, the more joyous the season will be, and the next year is really going to be still a little bit of up and downs, but more ups and downs. And again, if you want a reading, let's go ahead and start taking callers and see what's going on with you. Again, I will give you those numbers in just one moment. So it is being a wonderful time of the year. Last month was really tough with all that changing energy. We just had a full moon that was pretty tremendous with the Grand Cross. It really helped clear up some stuff that needed to be cleaned up. Some of the residue of that is still going on, so just hold tight, and you will understand that it's all going to be worth it. The number is 877-876-5227. If there's a caller on the line, Jeff, just go ahead and put them on. If you do have a call, if you do have a question, we will be making the caller to ask just one question so we can move along and get more people on here than usual. And we will see what we can do. It's always interesting when we have technical difficulties. See, it's even affecting my tongue. That we just kind of have to wing it. So I'm just going to wing it. As you know, there really is a lot going on with Sag. There, right now, we've got a lot of planets in Sag. We've got a lot of energy. Sag is all about philosophy. Reaching for the stars, aiming for something higher, being very fun-loving and very loving, very loyal to our friends. It is wonderful to be a Sag. I really feel blessed to have my birthday. Also about this birthday is we do have a very close connection with the Galactic Center. And the Galactic Center is like a direct line to manifestation. I know that I have manifest a lot of beautiful things in my life, a lot of hard lessons as well, but I've also learned from all of them and saw the positive aspects from those lessons. So that's the one thing that I really want to stress. When things are really tough, understand there truly is a blessing underneath it all. And you may be years down the line before you realize it, but there was a blessing for you going through those hard times. But I don't really think of them as hard times. I think of them as a little challenging. And you just have to reach out and understand that everybody in your life is going to be a challenge one time in a while, but you have to understand that they're there for a reason. You've made an agreement. I got an email from Chris, who is a very loyal listener and a very good friend. She's called in several times. And she wrote in last week and asked to hear some truth. Now, Raina, when she comes on, we'll discuss this a little more, but the few things that I can say that are truth are all the answers that you truly need are within you. The more you delve into your heart and connect with your heart, the closer you are to Source, to Spirit. The more true you are to yourself, the more better things happen to you. The more you believe and trust in what you're doing, through your heart, again, you will have some wonderful things happen to you. Whenever I'm out of integrity with myself, it always comes back to haunt me one way or another. That's one of the hard things, the challenging things that I've learned. I have to be my own person. Even if it means not being accepted or really understood by the whole, I am an individual within the whole. And I am really understanding that everybody that comes into my life is a mirror in one way or another. And I really enjoy having the opportunity to meet everybody because I do see the good in everybody. It's just sometimes then their characteristics. And I know that the BBS radio is having quite a party in my honor. I'm sure it's for me. They're passing around the room, and I can hear them laughing already. And I want everybody to have a good time, but be safe when you are drinking and driving, please. As somebody who was part of a head-on collision with a drunk driver, it is no fun to be on the other end. So please drive responsible and during this holiday season. So if you have a call, please call in. I think there was a caller, but I'm not sure if death can put that person through. So I'll just continue to talk. The other truth that I understand through myself is everybody's truth is their own. It's going to be slightly different because they have a different perspective. And we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Robin.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. How can I help you?
My question is a relationship question. It's regarding a gentleman that I was dating. I tried to back away from him, and now he's coming back around, and I'm wondering why.
Can I have his first name?
Alfred.
Alfred? You want to know why he's coming around?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is more lessons to learn from him, and it's more for him than it is for you.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
There's more lessons to learn from you, and that's why he's coming back around. If you wanted the relationship to rekindle, I do see him being very open to that possibility. Does he owe you money, or is there a financial thing between you two?
No.
Okay, because I'm seeing some kind of money situation, financial situation between you, and it could be something in the future.
I know he's being helpful, like, you know, for some reason out of the blue helping me out with, you know, money for my tires or I don't know.
Okay, so maybe that's why I'm picking up. I'm just seeing there's some kind of help, and it's financial, and it's really from the heart, and it's really genuine. If you want the relationship, it can work out this time. If you don't, he will be a really good friend.
Okay.
So why are you hesitating?
Because he's been around since February, and he was going back. He was very indecisive.
Right. Well, he needed to appreciate you more.
Right.
He needed to know that you really are real in some sense. He had a lot of issues, self-worth issues. I think a lot of those have gotten cleared up, though. He's still got a couple things he needs to learn from you, though. You're a good teacher for him. And he knows that. What's wrong?
No, it's like he's younger than I am, so I really don't want to teach anybody. I'm not sure that's being selfish.
No, I mean, and it's just being yourself. Just by example, he learns from you. And it's not necessarily you have to sit down and say, okay, we have to deal with this issue, blah, 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 blah. Just be yourself, and he will learn from it. That is the best way to teach anybody. You're not really teaching them. You're just being you.
Okay.
So no worries. No problems. And if you want him to leave you alone, just tell him.
Okay. I mean, we work together, so it's not a... he's not irritating me in any way. I'm just wondering what was the reason.
He's really realizing what you are to him. What a good person you are. And I'm getting in the past, he kind of took advantage of you.
Yeah, he
took you for granted.
Correct.
And now he's realizing that he has, and he really needs to wake up to that fact that he has. And he's going to give back because he's taken a lot from you. Especially emotionally, he's taken a lot from you.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Well, he just wants to give back. He's just saying thank you.
Oh, okay.
I know it's kind of hard to believe, but yes, there are people that actually come back in your life and give back. It's not necessary. He's just going to start taking again.
Okay.
It's going to be a give and receive. It's going to be a very balanced situation now.
Is it bad?
Balanced. I don't see it being bad
balanced.
At all. Balanced
okay.
is very good.
Okay.
It's just a little surprising for you that he's actually becoming this way.
Right, because it's been months, and I mean, since February, this indecisiveness is taking a lot of energy from me, so...
I'm getting that he's had a lot of, let's put it this way, the angels have really kicked him in the butt to realize what's going on.
Okay.
And it took a while to get through to him. That's why they're indecisive. Now it gets to a point that the angel says, you don't have a choice.
Mm.
And if this is something that he has an agreement to do, and he does, he's got to do it. It's like instant karma payback
right
now.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, the last couple of weeks I've been talking about really being careful with your thoughts and your words and your integrity because it is. It's instant karma. I mean,
okay.
It's payback time. You do something, you will know immediately the payback from it.
Okay.
It's very cool and very scary at the same time.
Right.
It's just telling people to be more conscious of what they're doing. Is the main thing.
Okay, that is true.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye. That is one thing that the Grand Cross was really happening in the last week is put up or shut up kind of deal. And it really was, the opposition was Saturn, which is very stable and very much a taskmaster against Uranus, which is all about sudden surprises and unexpected things happening, changes. So you have those in opposition, so it's like you balance out. If you've been doing something that has been not the best thing to do, it is being balanced out now. And you are being really, really stabilized in your understanding of who and what you are and what you need to do. And if you have been taking advantage of people, it is a time that you really understand that it's time to give back. And we have another caller.
Yeah, hi Jennifer, it's Noella from Canada. First time I've called into your show, so I'm not sure how it works.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Just ask your question.
Well, I'm like you. I'm trying to stay in my heart, and I've been getting a lot of challenges from outside of myself. Like, things like your crackers and things like that. So it's getting me down a little bit, so I'm trying to separate myself from that for a little bit. So I was just wondering how I can improve on myself, I guess, to get the energy up again.
The first thing is, why are you giving them so much power of what they're saying?
Oh, it's because it's my daughter. I know I shouldn't. And I usually don't, but I'm just going through a lot of challenges.
Oh, yeah. You definitely are going through a lot of challenges.
And so I have my...
At the same time, what I'm getting is, if you stand on your own feet, and this is the way they're putting it, what your daughter said will just kind of like water on the back of a duck. It's just going to roll off and say, she is who she is. You love her. You accept her for her thoughts and expressing it, and she has a right to express it. But at the same time, it's in some ways her not accepting you.
Oh, definitely.
And allowing you to be you.
And there's days like where I do what you know, it does just go off my back. I step
right.
back, take my breath, and it doesn't affect me. And then there's other days where it's just like, whew, like a punch in the gut.
Yeah, totally understand that one. And
you do.
Kind of like out of left field sometimes, like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, and you know, because I don't put my beliefs on anyone, and I believe everyone has their own way and their own experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm I'm more into esoteric stuff and that, and I know I shouldn't share any of it, but sometimes I get excited and go, hey, guess what happened? And
No. You should be sharing it.
I try.
Why you should be sharing it. If they don't understand it, then let it roll over their heads.
Yeah. Well, she's made a point. Don't talk to me about this. So I said, okay. She drew the line. Like, she's very, very headstrong.
Well, and she needs to really, I mean, if she said that, just give her a little time.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, that's just saying spirit's really getting on her and she just is resisting it.
Yeah.
It's not you. You're being her mirror. You're being who she should be. And she
okay, I thought she was being my mirror, and I'm
oh,
going,
no.
Okay,
it's
what have I, ways. What do I have to learn here?
It's both ways. It's always both. The teacher is always a student, and the student's always a teacher.
Yeah, because I'm really into the self-love, and I've accepted myself, and I trust in my intuition and that. Because I've had this since I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to explain that it's been a big part of my life that I can't separate the two, you know.
Right. It's just
and
who you are.
That's who I am, yeah. And unfortunately for me, there's a lot around me that's not like that. So it's kind of like you're the outsider all the time.
Right.
And it's not that I'm looking for support, but sometimes you just want to share, you know?
Well,
you need to
express it. You need to,
yeah,
and a lot of times when you're expressing it, it almost reaffirms it and really gets into every cell of your body.
Yes.
That this is your truth, this is an insight, this is something really important, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
For the time being, you need to find somebody else to call.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to sell a house, so that is one question. If you can help me on that and just see if you see it moving.
I do see it moving, but I don't see it moving till the spring.
Till the spring? Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty in a slope everywhere, and but that's okay. I just have to give myself time to figure out, okay, how am I going to survive till then?
Oh, you'll survive.
I think so. I just hope, you know, it's, well, right now it's winter, which is not the best time.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing late March, early April.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good to know. Then I can work my finances around that.
Yeah. And they keep on telling me the more you're in your heart and just
yes.
get still,
yes.
a lot more ideas and a lot more information to help you out is
Great.
Coming through.
Great.
Also, they also say your dreams are very important to you.
Yes, I actually dreamt of a baby Oprah Winfrey last night. And I was asking to heal my inner child, and that popped up. And I guess she was strong in the dream. You know, and I thought, okay, I'm sort of seeing myself as that. I've accepted that. Or I'm trying to, you know, the healing of the inner child.
Right.
And that dream came through, and I thought, what does that mean? But
that's very interesting. My
yeah.
guest next week is someone that she does a wonderful healing on your DNA, and her book, she does have 2 CDs in it with meditations, and I actually was just listening to one of them, and she does talk about healing the inner child within.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, because I wasn't thinking about her. I haven't watched TV for over a year. I wasn't thinking about her. And she just
right.
popped. But she was like maybe 4 in the dream.
Well, she's everywhere, so it's hard not to, to think about her. The book is From Baggage to Bliss. And I actually went through a healing process, and it did a tremendous change for me.
Really?
And I just did one session. And it's Shireen Love. She will be on next week. We will be discussing her process, and I believe she's going to be doing a meditation on something. I'm not sure exactly what meditation she's going to do.
Oh.
But the book is available on Amazon. So,
what's the title of the book? I got the bliss part. I just didn't get the first part of it. The title of the book again?
It is From Baggage.
Okay.
To Bliss.
To Bliss. Okay, great.
And it is Shireen Love. Sharine.
Okay.
Love.
Maybe that was the message to me to read that. And probably it's a good thing I need that right now. And, well, that's great. And I think your show is really interesting.
Oh, thank you.
And I think you're right on about the energies out there. It's definitely, it's like a roller coaster ride almost.
It really is. And you just got to keep breathing and
stay balanced.
Stay balanced, grounded,
and in the
really
heart.
Focus on the heart, and that really helps tremendously.
Yes, I agree, and I thank you for the advice.
I thank you for calling and listening. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, it's a great show, so keep it up.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate
you saying that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It really is a time that taking a time, even if it's just 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and being in the stillness helps tremendously. So it really is a very good time. So if you are really feeling out there, some of the things that I do that really help is I definitely will drink a little water with a pinch of sea salt that grounds me. Before I drink the water, I give the intention to remove any energy that is not mine and also to ground. And it is amazing. I will have a headache. I will drink this, and the headache is gone. Right now, because the energy is all over the place, people are really like open sponges and do really suck in everything. So it is a really good time to just anything that helps you ground, go outside, put your feet in the dirt. I know it's cold all over the place. Go hug a tree for 5 minutes or just hold even some leaves or a flower and just connect with Mother Nature. It is the best way to ground, clear, whatever. Mother Nature really gives us a gift of many ways of grounding, connecting with her. So we do stay pure within our own, and it helps just doing anything you can. A sea salt bath is wonderful. Lavender is really good. It is very much a wonderful way. There's so many different ways of doing it. Even if you're just eating things that are from the ground, like vegetables, like a carrot. I can't tell you how many times all of a sudden I'm eating a bunch of baby carrots and I don't understand. And yet at the same time, carrots are very purifying. They do take we can do so much just by like carrots. I was definitely more grounded. I was getting some kind of healing by eating so many carrots, and it was amazing. And I didn't even realize what I was doing, and then I read some book, and I read it. It's really a good way of doing that. I know that Renna is having trouble getting through to the radio station, so if Jeff is calling, listening, if he could try and call her again at the two numbers, I would really appreciate it. So, If you have a call, please call in. I'm open for questions. Raina is trying to get in. I'm over here texting her at the same time I'm talking to you, so if I sounded a little distracted, I apologize. I just want to get her on because this is both her birthdays. We met through a mutual friend who's also been on the show, Georgianne, who is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She has her own show that's going on, and she recently interviewed again Dan and Brinkley, which is a wonderful show, and Georgianne.com is a great place to go. If you want more information about Raina, readingsbyraina.com is her website. Go check her out. She's awesome. I know she will be on in a few minutes. We're going to try and do our best to get in touch with her. If not, I will have her on another time. So if you do have a call, a question, please call in. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. It is the holiday season. It is a wonderful time. There's a nip in the air here in Tucson, and it really was kind of a nice change to have the cool weather. It really made the season start. I know a lot of people are having some awful weather out there, and just hold tight. The earth is changing, and Mother Nature is doing some serious purification. Usually the winter is when she goes into hibernation. I think she decided just to keep things shaking up right now. There is a lot of other things that are going to be going on in the next month that really is just going to bring everything, clearing it out, as I've been saying. And again, just stay as grounded as you can and try not to get wrapped up in the negativity. If you watch TV in the news, stop for a while. You know what's going on. And if it's really critical, you'll know that you need to hear the information. One thing that I stopped doing a long time ago is watching the news. Every once in a while, I'll flip it on just out of curiosity. But for the most part, I really don't need that negativity. We're going to go for a little break. I think we are being able to get Raina on, and we'll be right back, hopefully with our guest. This is Jennifer Hillman, and you are listening to AIR. I am very blessed and just so honored to have this woman on the air. We do share the same birthday. Raina does readings on Raina by Raina.com. She is a wonderful intuitive psychic. She has been doing readings for some time. She had a wild adventure to get to this point, including a very bad car accident, and we're very glad she's gotten over there and hasn't done anything wild and wacky like that again. She learned a lesson the first time.
Yeah.
So, Raina, thank you, and we had technical difficulties getting a hold of you, but I'm so glad you're on now, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm here, and happy birthday to you, Jennifer.
So, I've been talking about the wacky energy that's going on. What's your insights on what's going on right now?
Well, I feel like this is something that's been predicted for years, since the Mayans were here on the Earth, and it's all about the Earth and the cleansing that's going on. It's a purging, if you will, of the negativity. So if we can just, you know, hang on through the wild ride, we'll be better off than ever.
And because it is a purging, I think there is a lot more negativity around right now, and it's really just got to not take it personally.
Well, I heard somebody say it's something like when lakes turn over, like, you know, it's the way the lakes cleanse themselves.
Right.
Like the bottom rises up to the top and just kind of recycles. So, yeah, there is a lot of negative stuff going on. But the end result is going to be like heaven on earth. It's absolutely going to be wonderful.
And that's what we are getting the opportunity to do, is really create heaven on earth for ourselves. And it's really, for you and I, it's a really good day to sit down and say, okay, this would be heaven on earth for me.
Right.
With our birthdays and starting new lives and a new year, and it's really quite awesome. And I do want to tell people, if they have a question for Raina or me, or if you want both our insights, please give us a call down here at bbsradio.com. The number is 877-876-5227. We would love to hear from you. One thing that Spirit's been kind of telling me to do is really sit still and meditate a lot more, and also a lot more writing. Mm-hmm. And I was guided to read the Four Agreements again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. It was just like a breath of fresh air reading that book again.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
There's so much good spiritual material out there. It just keeps coming.
Yes, it does. And it does. And it's different perspectives. So it's really interesting that a lot of it is basically the same message, but from a different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to somebody, and Spirit's always told me there's a 360 view on every single lesson. And that's part of the thing that I've really been experiencing, is a 360 view on one lesson. And it's like, okay, here we go again. What is it this time?
You think you have it figured out. You get it completely reversed.
And you
right before your eyes.
Yeah. So do you find yourself getting... Oh, we've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, I was calling to wish you both a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I love your show. This is the first time I've been listening, and I really like it. And I think it's a nice program.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate you turning in. I hope you come back again.
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Do you have a question for us?
Well, my name is Lisa, and I was just maybe kind of curious if you could tell me, like, with the new year, what kind of is coming up for me?
Okay, can you pick one area that you'd like us to focus on? Because that's a long...
Okay, like in relationship-wise?
Are you getting anything, Raina?
What's your birthday, honey? I usually go...
March 6th.
March
6th? Yeah, 1963.
I see a very tall, thin man in your future.
Okay.
Tall and thin. And I feel like he's coming around your birthday time. So it's something to look forward to in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
He's tall and thin, and he's a professional kind of guy. I see him wearing a suit and a tie. I'm not sure what he does, but he's very sweet.
Gentle? I said very gentle.
Oh, gentle.
and I'm also getting dark hair. Short dark hair.
Uh-huh. Me too. You get a professional?
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Well manicured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he actually goes and gets his nails done.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Tidy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he's a little quiet and a little reserved, so... You're going to have to pull him out.
He's a good listener, though.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
something to look forward to. Good luck with
yes.
this. Let us know
happy
how it goes.
Happy holidays to you both all.
Thank you.
Oh, well, happy holidays to you. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in.
Bye-bye.
And your wishes. That's one area that I think is doing a lot of shifting.
The relationship issue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people shifting their careers and relationships. Like, all of a sudden, relationships ending, or they think it's ending and it's just blooming all over again.
Right, right. Yeah.
In a very positive way.
Yeah. There's a lot
and
of turning over.
It's the other thing that I've noticed, a lot of people from the past coming back.
Oh.
Like, just friends that I haven't talked to in eons, you know, all of a sudden it's like, on Facebook, they'll contact me and say, hi, Jen, do you remember this? I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to reconnect with them.
Uh-huh. It really
is. And have you noticed people from the past coming in?
I have, yeah, a lot of people. But I figured that was just because I was so old.
Oh, come on.
I had so many people from the past. Yeah, I think that's really true.
Why do you think it's just the shifting energy? It's just shaking up and people coming back in because they're more like-minded now? And
Yes. Because people are really finding their balance, finally. You know, people that are metaphysically in tune with what's going on, they're really finding a balance. And two, it's partly they're losing their bashfulness about, you know, being embarrassed about it being so long, about not being in touch or something. They're finally just realizing it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to call.
Yes, and we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Well, happy birthday, ladies. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. I do have a question.
Okay.
It's third party. It's in reference to my daughter, Melissa, in Colorado, and her husband, Daryl. Melissa had a tarot card reading for the first time ever in her life today, a gift to her from a friend. And the outcome was not very good. Without indulging what it was, I had to disagree with it, too. So it is relationship, if you guys can pick up on anything.
What's her birthday?
Melissa is March 10th, 1977.
Well, we're getting a lot of Pisces today.
Well, I noticed that. So she's in a relationship with Daryl, but she had a negative read on a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. She's married to him.
And they're very happy. I don't see any problems. I see a new baby coming, actually.
A little boy, huh?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. I told her, because she was pretty upset, I told her, I said, none of this is set in stone.
Right.
All of this is just to bring you to an awareness.
Right.
And you have all of that to just throw it on the side and make your decision and move forward. I mean, I really didn't know how to advise her. I almost wanted to call you, Jen.
Well, you could have. Did she write down or does she know what cards, actual cards she got?
No, I don't know. She was still processing all the information.
Okay, because a lot of times it's just interpretation of the cards.
Correct.
And it actually could be not as bad as the person said it was, just because they tend to... There are some readers that tend to see the more negative side of things, the more dramatic side of things, and it could be that on another parallel existence, that is the outcome or that is a possibility. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in this lifetime.
Hmm.
Because right now, the one thing I'm getting really clear is parallel existence are all collapsing into one. They're all blending together.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely are for me. And I know a lot of other people that it's like the most bizarre things are happening. They're having really weird dreams, and it's just a parallel existence showing themselves. So Melissa just needs to relax and focus on the fact that she has a new baby boy coming.
Yeah, that was brought up, and the tarot card reader told her to take birth control pills and get a job. And I was just like, okay.
Oh, that's okay. No comment.
I'm not happy. But
that's
then at
very
the same time, I let her know
that advice.
I just let her know that it is not set in stone.
Right.
No,
it's and it is her interpretation.
Yeah. So I disagreed with her. I look at her and Daryl as a very committed couple.
Are you getting anything else, Raina?
I am getting all good things in her future. You know, she's getting ready to have a baby. There is a wonderful relationship with Daryl. I don't see anything negative.
Okay.
I feel sometimes that the readers, their own energy overlaps, and this woman may have just been having a bad day. I don't know.
We are human.
I really would not give it too much credibility, you know, in that way. I would always think positive.
Now you can relax,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jen, I'll move to Colorado if I got to. So. And then Melissa's psychic ability. I believe it's very, very high, but I think she buries it.
I get it very stagnant right now. Her kids are really showing more of her the true abilities than she is.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting, Raina?
As far as her kids, I'm sorry.
No. About her own, Melissa.
Her own intuition.
Melissa's
being very intuitive and just not using it.
She's very sensitive. She's very spiritual in that way, and she is psychic, yes.
And then her little girl, Haley, she was born June 20th, 2006.
June 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's
How
two
old
and
is
a half.
Now?
She's like two?
Two and a half.
Oh. She's very intuitive also.
No, she's real. She actually does astral projection.
I'm not surprised.
She told her mom that her bedroom is dangerous and she's sleeping in her mom's room. And she says there's icky things in there.
Wow.
She needs to sage the bedroom.
I told Melissa I left sage there. But will the sage do it or should I advise her sage and salt?
The sage will do it.
Okay.
I think the sage would do it. The other thing she can do is, if she doesn't like the smell of the sage, the other thing I'm getting is put sea salt water in a bowl, and then you let it in there till it's gone.
Okay. And do you guys see a little boy ghost running through the house?
I see more than one, actually.
Okay. It's about 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see about three of them, and there's like they're a little pack of almost like gnomes and
right. They're imps.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're causing a lot of chaos.
Oh, they're having so much fun.
Well, Kelly's moved into mommy and daddy's bed.
The head honcho of this little group I'm getting is named Todd.
Todd. Oh boy. Okay.
Todd, and then there's Kevin, and then there's Gregory.
It's Tom, like Tom Thumb? Or
no,
Todd?
Todd.
Like T-O-D-D?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom, Kevin, and Gregory. Okay.
But Todd's the one to talk to.
They hear him at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
they're inviting others, so I talk to him really quick.
Now, is this because I put crystals in Haley's room?
I think it attracted them, but they were already there. It just kind of moved their energy a little more.
Okay.
Raina, are you picking up anything on them?
Just that they're having a lot of fun. And
they like
not planning on leaving anytime soon.
They like
either.
To move badges and keys, employee badges and keys. They always like to put them.
But they don't believe in work.
No kidding. Okay.
I would suggest they leave the badges, if possible, out of their reach. Meaning, like, in the car, or if they can leave it somewhere at work,
in like
any safe place
locker.
At work, that'd be really good. Because they don't want them to work. They want them to play. And they do need to play more. They're way too serious.
Who?
Melissa and Daryl.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take
that's what they're really upset about is they need to play.
It took me forever to get through to you guys. So I will go ahead and clear up the air for somebody else to call in. And Raina, again, thank you. Jen, thank you, thank you.
Thank
and,
you.
Thanks love
for
you.
I love you.
All right. Bye.
Well, I hate to do this, but our time is up already.
Oh, no. See, because we couldn't get through the first half hour.
Well, that's fine. It's all good, and we'll have Raina on again.
Oh, yes. I look forward to it.
Well, Raina, I am looking at your website right now. So
oh,
it's
great.
It's a great website, and I'll opt in to your e-site.
Thank you. Good.
Call and that website is readingsbyraina.com, and that's R-A-Y-N-A. And Raina, it's always a pleasure. I hope you had a wonderful birthday.
Honey, it was fun. I had a great birthday. I hope you did also.
Oh, I had a wonderful. It's
You're
a wonderful day.
You're a wonderful friend, and even though we haven't met, I look forward to a long friendship with you, honey.
Oh, yes, and we will meet.
We will.
Very soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you
Thank
for having
you
me
very
on.
Much.
It's been a pleasure.
And this is Jennifer Hillman. If you want to know, my website is angelsintuition.com. And with that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings, happy holidays, and good night.